MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The practice of placing children in the offices of Children, Youth, and Families Department for overnight stays has ended, according to New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Those children who previously stayed in CYFD offices are now, quote, in safe and appropriate settings, unquote, after the agency created a new system for placing all children in their custody in a safe place. This action is the result of an executive order that states, quote, no child in CYFD custody shall stay overnight in any CYFD office for any reason. The order became effective on March 1st. An estate audit has found that New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department misspent funds, but the agency is pushing back on the findings. Last summer, the Legislative Finance Committee requested the state auditor to look into how CYFD spent $20 million in taxpayer funds meant for children's behavioral health services. The audit sent to LFC leaders last week shows that the department misspent about $4.2 million by using it to pay for congregate care and other services that were not eligible. It also showed the department had weak oversight, which also led to $6 million that wasn't spent in the required time frame. And more than a decade after a double murder in Otero County, the once cold case has ended in a conviction. In 2014, Alamogordo police found two men with gunshot wounds in a car. They later died from their injuries. The case went unsolved for years until 2020, when police reopened it. They found that two men, Jonathan Stewart and Angel Armendariz, had been meeting with the victims before their death. Investigators said they used cell phone data technology that wasn't available at the time and confirmed that they were in the area around the time of the murder. Armendariz was found guilty of both murders in 2023. And last week, a jury handed down a guilty verdict for Stewart. Both are still awaiting sentencing. And Paradise Canyon will be closed from Hole Road to Sudworth Drive, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. Expect traffic control on site 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 5 p.m. And work, which began last Wednesday, is expected to last 2 to 3 weeks. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.